This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Independence Day 2019, and the only Republican lawmaker to call for President Trump's impeachment says he's declaring his independence, Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan, saying in an op-ed piece today in the Washington Post that he's declaring his independence and rejecting partisan loyalties as he leaves the Republican Party. President Trump's new Salute to America celebration to be held later today on the National Mall in Washington getting mixed reviews.
We should be proud of our military, and that's why we're free. So I think it's okay to show him off a little bit. I don't know about what it is for him personally, but for the country, I think it's wonderful.
I disagree with it. A lot of millions of dollars being spent on an almost meaningless parade where there are people dying in Flint, Michigan without water. There are people in Puerto Rico still suffering from the hurricane effects.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Russian President Vladimir Putin now confirming that a Russian military submarine that was ravaged by a fire, killing 14 sailors this week, was nuclear-powered. Russia's defense minister says the reactor has been safely contained. In Chicago, hoping to crack down on violence, the Chicago police say more than 1,500 extra officers have been deployed for the holiday weekend. A comic best known for his work for years on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In has died.
Very interesting.
Artie Johnson played over a dozen characters regularly on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, which aired between January 1968 and March of 1973. Ruth Buzzi worked with him on many of those sketches.
We always got along great. We never had a run-in. We shared the spotlight together, and it was wonderful.
She was speaking to CBS News, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
One day after the administration announced that the survey wouldn't include the question, the Justice Department now says it is trying to find a way to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census forms. Those forms have already reportedly gone to print. Taco Bell is dealing with a tortilla shortage. It's unclear how many of the chain's 7,000 restaurants are feeling the pinch, but the company says it is apologizing for any inconvenience to customers. Meanwhile, the shortage is lighting up social media with a lot of complaints. The chain's blaming supplier shortages, saying it's working diligently to fix the problem. From small towns to big cities, fireworks will be in the skies tonight to mark America's birthday. In New York City, it will be the Macy's 4th of July fireworks near the Brooklyn Bridge. And pyrotechnician Gary Souza says they'll have some new effects this year.
We're going to see Superman fly. Red and blue waves crossing from Manhattan to Brooklyn and waving and flying back across the bridge.
And long-running satire publication Mad Magazine has announced it's going to stop publishing issues with new content this fall. Mad says it will feature only classic, best of, and nostalgic content from its last 67 years, beginning with this year's issue 11. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
I don't think anybody said it was going to be easy. It wasn't easy for our founding fathers, and here we are 243 years later. And the good fight continues, ladies and gentlemen, as we celebrate 4th of July, our Independence Day, a fight for freedom, a fight for liberty, not only for ourselves, but for the succeeding generations and our grandchildren. I mean, isn't this exciting when you think about it? I know it was exciting for our founding fathers, but, as Dr. Jerry Newcomb had pointed out and Bruce Kaufman earlier in the show, that it wasn't like we had 100% consensus here, that everybody agreed on the Great American Experiment. As Jerry said, there was about a third that, could care, I'm in the middle, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so I'll go either way. A third said, no, hey, look, it's my alliance, my loyalties are with the King of England. That's where I want to be. And the other third passionately believed that, no, there were possibilities where there could be freedom of religion, freedom of expression, where the people would be in charge. The whole traditional organizational chart of government would be turned on its head. I mean, you talk about fundamentally changing not only America, maybe it was the world in and of itself. And so how dare we? How dare, a band of God-fearing men come together and say they were going to create a different type of government, based on all the things that they had seen around the world and studied and said, okay, what things work, what things don't work. And out of it came this great American experiment. The U.S. First of all, the Declaration of Independence, and then the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights. These ideas were now put to paper that we had a clear mission statement of what this country is all about. And it was only a third, with a great amount of passion and courage. And that's where I believe that we're at today, is that there has been, because of this, overwhelming amount of propaganda from the mainstream media. The mainstream media, sadly, has not been sold out on the founding principles of our country. If they were, then what they would be reporting and how they would report it would be looking and sounding a lot different than the mainstream media news that we get today. And many people find it quite suspicious. And we have broken faith with the mainstream media, because we see that it is propaganda that, sadly, President Trump is more right than wrong when he refers to it as fake news. And you would think that these journalists, for the sake of their own profession and their own integrity, would stand up and say, okay, maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong, and maybe we need to do some self-evaluating here for the sake of the country, if that's going to be possible. But what we have to realize is that the systems and the organizations have been so well entrenched that it's difficult. It's difficult to turn. I mean, look, we deal with just gaining weight. And we wake up one morning and say, whoa, where did that 20 pounds come from? And we want to do something about it. And we have a hard time, you know, reversing the curse, so to speak, and do things that are healthier and get us back on track in terms of the maintenance of our weight, much less a government that, you know, for so long has been off track. It's just been a little bit here and a little bit there, as Dr. Jerry Newcomb pointed out. It wasn't something that happened overnight. But clearly at the base of this, and again, you know, I recommend to you Timothy Gigline's book, along with Craig Osten, their book, American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation. Because that's the question. People are saying, what can we do? You know, we read the Bible. The Bible says, it's my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. I mean, God gives us the prescription right there, which is really a faith issue. You know, we've got to reconnect with our faith and what was really at the core founding of America, of these ideals and principles. Why do you think there was such resistance against America, even upon its birth? It wasn't like all of a sudden we had a couple of great years and everybody, oh, hey, kumbaya, it's all great. No, it's been a battle royal since day one. And then you had these antithetical forces that are going to say, okay, all right, let's see how you work that out. But in spite of all the odds against this American idea, here we are 243 years later. Not bad. Not bad, all things considered. What we've gone through. How we've been able to come together and get through these incredible things. You know, the American Revolution, you know, the fight for civil rights and freedom for slaves in America, the eradication of slavery, World War I, World War II, just go on through, you know, where we've been today. You know, almost 20 years of a war in Afghanistan that we've been fighting. It is incredible, but America continues to stand by the grace of God. But we have antithetical forces that would, you know, could care less if it stands. And I think that's dangerous. And especially, you know, we look to these young kids who have come out of these college campuses that, oh, yeah, the parents paid, you know, upwards of $250,000 to have their kids indoctrinated. And what do we have? We have these kids that come out and say, no, socialism is the way to go. Are you kidding me? You know, and obviously when they say things like that, you go, wait a minute, we just paid all this money for them to, you know, increase their intelligence, not to get, you know, not to check it out. You know, we need them here. We need the full force of the young people and all their energy and intelligence to restore America and to truly make it great, not even great again, but even greater. And I think that is all possible. I mean, here we are right now in the throes of all this infighting that's going places, that is taking place here in this country. How people hate this president. And you go, man, I mean, what kind of antipathy, what kind of anger and, you know, an expression that you would have toward an elected official and even by other elected officials, which to me is disgusting. I mean, what happened to civility in our country? I mean, there's no civility. There's a lack of civility here. And these elected officials, whether it's AOC or whoever go on down the line, want to be irresponsible and, you know, talk about, you know, the president, our president of the United States, that he is, he's crazy, he's mentally deficient, all the other accusations that come down that are totally unfounded. How do you make those statements? Based on what? I mean, does a doctor come in and declared, you know, President Trump mentally incapable? Has that happened? And, you know, we missed the memo, we didn't hear about that? You know, what is going on? No, it's just because you hate the guy. You know, you don't like white guys from, you know, from New York who have been successful and who are moving your cheese. So now you're upset. And look what's happened. What is he guilty of? He's guilty of unleashing the productivity of America like it almost hasn't ever been done before. And what did he do? He used some common sense that is backed by empirical evidence that when we do certain things with the economy, certain good things happen. But, you know, there's a party, the Democrats, that would want you to believe otherwise and say, oh, no, that's by luck, or, you know, it's because of what Barack Obama did that we have the economy that we have today. Oh, really? Well, the economy that Barack Obama gave us was quite languishing, and even he said that the best we could hope for is maybe 1.82% max GDP. Donald Trump wouldn't hear from it, thank God. And so here we had 3.2. And as I maintain, if we had just a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats, could we be realizing 4%, 5% GDP? You know, that extra money takes care of a lot of debt and gives us some opportunity to really do some positive things for our country on behalf of we the people. But God forbid, because of their egos and their desire for power, right? Stay with us. We've got more coming up right here.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far love can go, just how deep, just how
Nation.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
If you want.
Hey, just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, what are you doing for the 4th of July? Hope it's a safe and sane one that you're going to get together. Boy, I'll tell you, when you look at the Gallup poll, when there's only 20% of Democrats that really believe in America and, you know, kind of hold to some patriotic values, what happens? I mean, are we going to go to these parties and only 20% of Democrats are going to be represented and are going to honor 4th of July? I mean, what are the rest of them going to do? They're going to go to some bar and just complain, you know, about the government of, for, by, we the people? I mean, which is amazing because when you have a government of, for, by, we the people, the only people you have to complain about is yourself because you have the government that you yourself have created. This is the problem. And 70% of America, you know, as far as 70% of Democrats, I mean, Republicans, are pro-America right now. And I would say that, you know, on both sides, you know, some are antithetical or maybe even blasé about it, much like they were in our founding. Because it was like, well, let's wait and see if this thing really works. You know, this is not working for me. And even though they have more money in their pocket because of the tax breaks and all that, you know, they're believing in what the mainstream media is saying. You know, and then you've got the tribalism that is taking place, you know, which is just amazing when really there is a growing number, I would say, of Americans that really believe in the Constitution. And this is what our faith and hope, besides God, most importantly, is God, because we believe that this whole American idea is an absolute miracle, as Peggy Noonan wrote about this morning in the Wall Street Journal. It's a miracle. You think about this country. Think about where we are and all the things that we could have been. We could have been communists. We could have been socialists. You know, all the things that could have possibly have been, we are not. And we are that light on a hill, as President Reagan said. An example to all other nations of what it can be. I mean, the frustrations that are happening right now in the streets of Iraq, dare I say, are these people understand, look at this oppression is getting old. Even in North Korea, everything else, these guys are getting, you know, the people there are getting worn out. But it takes courage. It takes a unique band of brothers, sisters, people of like mind who are willing to put it all on the line like our founding fathers. I mean, their very resources, their treasure, their reputation, their very lives they put on the line. They knew they were committing treason to say, look, we don't believe, we don't want to acknowledge the king anymore. We are declaring our independence from all this oppression. The courage that it took. I mean, we took on the number one military on the planet at the time. And what did we have? Pitchforks, farmers, untrained military people. Going against, I mean, if you don't see that God was in it then, you know, I don't know what else to tell you. But I would say many of us know the hand of God and the hand of providence, as Benjamin Franklin put it, you know, and he was pretty secular. I mean, Benjamin Franklin wasn't known for his staunch religious beliefs, you know that. But he himself could see, even through his secular spectacles that, hey, you know, there's something special going on here. There is something magical, if not miraculous, that is supreme, that's supernatural, because mere men could not come up with the kind of documents, the kind of wording, the kind of passion and courage that wasn't just for them. But that's the thing about courage. Courage encourages. And that's why I said, as I was talking with Dr. Jerry Newcomb earlier, it starts with one. You know, you say that our country needs a revival. Well, go be the revival of one. Go be that difference today. You know, let's be one at a time and see how many of us individually can make a difference that are willing, you know, willing to stand up to the AOCs and the ridiculous statements that are being made by other politicians. And I say AOC, and I don't mean this disrespectfully. I hope that she can really connect her passions and her intelligence with, you know, with the truth. And I'd love to have a conversation with her. I'd like to know where she's coming from, to where we're not a bunch of ideologues. It's not my idea against her ideologue, and you know, we're not beating each other up with it, but that we can truly have a conversation and be all the better for it as a result. You know, that's the opportunity that we have in America today. But right now, we're in our individual corners, and here we are. I mean, we're being disgustingly incivil and disrespectful toward one another. And I want to say, look, let's be respectful. Let's have the conversation. You know, our founding fathers, there was a reason, the First Amendment, of all the amendments it could have been, you know, why freedom of speech was so important. And why would that be the number one amendment? Because of the kind of oppression that had happened where they came from. They couldn't think, you know, they couldn't say things. Look at how many countries around the world today. If you say something, boy, they got training camps for you. They will reprogram you gladly and quickly. Because you can't have that kind of speech. I mean, I imagine, you know, you hear the president, he's at the G20, he's overseas with all these international officials and these other governments, and President Xi hears about all the commotion going on, the politics that happens in America, and they must all shake their heads and go, man, these Americans are crazy, the way they talk. I mean, we would have them locked up in a heartbeat, in a nanosecond. They wouldn't be talking that long, you know, for a while. We'd reprogram them real quick. But here the president is overseas. He's there representing America. And you've got knucklehead elected officials who are chirping and biting at his heels. Look, he's representing the country right now. Can you wait till he gets home? Then take all the shots you want to take. You know, but no, he's overseas. And then on top of that, the media is complicit with it all. They can't even call time out for just a moment and say, look, let the president go do his work. Go do his work, and then he comes back, and then you can, you know, talk about impeachment and go on with whatever it is that you want to do. And if impeachment is what it is that you want to do, then hey, look it, lay it out, show the facts. Let's move on. Let's get going. We got a country to run here, and we got to be about the people's business. To be sitting there over your shoulder constantly, you know, taking arrows from your fellow Americans for what? Because of your insatiable hunger for power? Is that what this is all about? I mean, I don't know if you caught the show yesterday with Craig Huey. Well, I'll tell you, that new book on the deep state is powerful. I've not heard it expressed like that before about what, you know, what's happened. I mean, we know that it's a systemic issue, but I don't think we realize how complete it is in a sense. I mean, thousands of bureaucrats put in place that know little of our government. All they know of is an idea to upend the American way of life. I mean, it's bad enough that we have government officials, elected government officials, put their hand on the Bible or Quran or whatever it is that they want to put their hand on these days and promise to, they take a vow. They take a vow to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, domestic and foreign. They do that. And what happens? What do they get their fingers crossed underneath their dress or in their pant leg or something? What happens here? Because now, you know, we find out Trevor Loudon, you know, he has given us the evidence. He says, Bill, there's over 100 card-carrying Democrat socialists. You say, what Democrat? What does that mean? No, Democrat socialists. I mean, to the point now where they're all out of the closet and just saying, hey, look, America is going to become a socialist country. President Trump says, no, ain't going to happen. Socialism in America will never happen. You know, from his lips to our ears. But meanwhile, the forces are coming at us. And this is why courage is required for a time such as this, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot roll up in the fetal position. This is a government of, for, by, we, the people. Which means it really commands us to be activated. We have to know what we stand for. And we've got to know when silly things are being expressed in the mainstream media by the likes of AOC or Maxine Waters or go on down the line, even from some Republican voices, if they are not consistent with our U.S. Constitution, shame on you for not knowing better and not speaking out.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Independence Day 2019, and the only Republican lawmaker to call for President Trump's impeachment says he's declaring his independence, Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan, saying in an op-ed piece today in the Washington Post that he's declaring his independence and rejecting partisan loyalties as he leaves the Republican Party. President Trump's new Salute to America celebration to be held later today on the National Mall in Washington, getting mixed reviews.
We should be proud of our military, and that's why we're free. So I think it's okay to show him off a little bit. I don't know about what it is for him personally, but for the country, I think it's wonderful.
I disagree with it. A lot of millions of dollars being spent on an almost meaningless parade where there are people dying in Flint, Michigan without water. There are people in Puerto Rico still suffering from the hurricane effects.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah. God is on the move.
I hope you can see it, ladies and gentlemen. Eyes wide open here because look at this great American experiment in which we're celebrating today on our Independence Day was something that God established. Our founding fathers knew this. They recognized it was the hand of divine providence that would have come up with something this brilliant. You had these founding fathers that yielded to God's direction and inspiration to come up with these ideas. I mean, you know, when you read about it, and like I said, this is why I think that, you know, on a regular basis, we should reconnect with our U.S. Constitution. As I mentioned to you, we're going to be at a party later on this afternoon. I'm on the East Coast in Florida, and a bunch of us are getting together. And what we're going to do is I'm appropriating, shamelessly, I'm telling you, you know, Charles Krautheimer's idea, what he would do. Daniel Krautheimer told us and shared this with us on the show when he was talking about his last book, that what he would do on the 4th of July is they'd go outside the house in the backyard there and the invited guests, and they would go around and read parts of the U.S. Constitution. They'd read it in its totality, but they would just go and read a page and transfer it to the next person, and they would go around and everybody would get a chance to read parts of the Constitution. And, you know, and I think what a special commemoration and an important thing for us to do. I mean, we don't do that, you know, on our in our schools anymore, or we do it very little, or we pay it, you know, not the respect that it should have. for what the founding fathers put together. I mean, this is our mission statement. Between the Declaration of Independence, or I should say, in addition to the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, these are our guardrails. This is what is required of us to realize the full dream and expression of a free America. Again, nobody's claiming perfection because we're humanoids, okay? but just because we're humanoids isn't also an excuse for us not to pursue perfection and not to admit when we've blown it and we screwed up. You know, we can say, hey, look, we messed up. We made mistakes here. Now, what are we going to do from the mistake? Are we just going to languish in it and become bitter as opposed to becoming better? What are we going to do about it? You know, it's all in our court. You know, as we had a conversation about their new book, Al and Lisa Robertson, Desperate Forgiveness, I believe this country is in need of desperate forgiveness. You know, we've been carrying this, this heavy anchor of unforgiveness through the generations, and it's been dragging us down. And many would want to let go of that once and for all. You know, whatever it takes to finally forgive on both sides. Okay, we all have participated in the injustice here in this country. But to, you know, continue to just whine about it and not do something constructively about it, then here it is. You've got it. Whether we're looking at the border, I mean, we've got people, you know, coming to this country because we are that light on a shining hill. Their countries are a mess right now. And we've tried to support, you know, their countries to keep them there. There are international laws that are being violated. And so all this is an expression of lawlessness. And meanwhile, it's like we're trying to catch the wind here with no help, you know, from everybody that should be involved. I mean, this should be an all hands on deck type of solution that we should be coming together on to say, okay, what do we do here? You know, we're not a mean-spirited country. You know, we're a loving country. We're a compassionate country. We're a country of immigrants. We know this. And there is a way, there's a matter of order and law in which to handle these things. But we refuse to get in front of it. You know, because right now, somehow, this craziness and chaos is serving some individual needs, some special interest needs, to continue to promote people to come hundreds of miles from their homeland. You know, the dangerous trek that they have to take. People are dying en route. And meanwhile, we have government officials that want to debate the issue. There's no sense of urgency. It's all about politics. It's not about people. And then they claim like, oh, you know, we have to maintain some civility. What do you mean? You don't even have civility to begin with. If you did, you'd be in front of all this. And you would take it on head to head. But no, you choose not to. But let's complain and let's put down the president. Let's put down the government because somehow, you know, you have a better idea. Well, you're there now. What are your ideas? What are you doing? But exacerbating the problem. And meanwhile, people are dying. And oh, yeah, by the way, they're not drinking out of toilets. Okay, let's clarify that once and for all. Right? I mean, that's absurd. People drinking out of toilets. This is not going to happen here in America. You know, but, you know, if your perception is such that that's what you really believe, then your perception, I mean, right off the get-go, your perception is prejudiced and you're influencing people in all the wrong ways. And what's going to happen is you're going to end up losing credibility. And you continue to lose credibility with each bit of fake news and each lie that you put out there. I mean, look what's happening to the mainstream media. It's all-time low right now. Sadly, I mean, because, you know, the sad thing about it is you've got some talented journalists out there that are involved in all these organizations. I mean, you really have some very gifted and talented people. And they're being hamstrung, you know, by prejudice and by the powers to be to say, nope, you shall write it this way. You know, you got people involved with Google, for example. Very talented, gifted people, you know, brilliant people. And the company the company officers, the order of the day is, you're not going to let Donald Trump happen again. We're going to put our elbows on the scale. We'll put bodies. We'll do whatever it is. But there's no way that we're going to stand for Donald Trump to be reelected. So here's a public utility, in a sense, yet to be defined as one, but that's really what it's coming down to, utilizing its power unfairly for a political interest. And people are screaming, is this not fair? And whether it's Google, Facebook, Twitter, I mean, go on down the line. I mean, every day I get notices, I've been canceled off of, I've been put on timeout by Twitter or Facebook because I expressed something, I quoted the Bible. You know, we got in trouble because I had supported Dinesh D'Souza's movie, and we got put on timeout. I mean, are you kidding me? There's no free speech anymore. There's no fairness within social media that you got to be real careful about what you put out there. You know, certainly, you know, I think there needs to be very qualified consideration, and if you want to call it censorship, but I think very, very limited and very qualified, not arbitrary and not capricious. And it certainly can't be done by these self-appointed, you know, platforms to say, oh, they're going to be the ones to decide. Okay? Because then you ask them, you know, like Tucker Carlson, I think the rational question is, on what basis? Well, they can't give you. They can't give you the basis and proper rationale for why they would censor specific talk. They've just determined that it's hate speech. Okay? I mean, and God forbid that we would think that what they're doing is hateful or disgusting, because they've determined, the social media platform gods have determined that it's okay what they do and say. It's okay if they have drag queens that come into a library and present their narrative to 5 and 14 year olds, and they're teaching them how to utilize a condom and how to not to be fearful of homosexuality. I mean, this is happening in America today, ladies and gentlemen, but we can't talk about it. And here I am right now talking about it at the risk of being shut down, because this is what it's come down to, because this somehow is regarded as hate speech. Well, as my old mentor said, sometimes you can be so open-minded that your brains are falling out. And maybe that's happening to America these days. You tell me. 18 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay here.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I think we could sing this song over our country today if you hear the lyric here. As we celebrate our 243rd birthday, our birthday of independence all across this country, from coast to coast, even Washington, D.C., in spite of everybody's, not everybody, but just, you know, the furor over, you know, some tanks and, you know, some flyovers and a celebration of America's strength and independence and what it's all about. I mean, you know, think about it. 243 years ago, it was this country, a band of farmers with pitchforks and maybe a gun or two, taking on the number one military on, you know, on the planet. And here we are today, decidedly, clearly, the number one military in the world. And, you know, why not? Why not celebrate it? Why not, as part of a patriotic call to realize this is the country that we have built, we've inherited, we've passed on to the next generation. And I hope today, as I mentioned, that you will have time to, you know, read the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. In fact, as I mentioned, we're going to be at a party, and as a group, we're going to do that. And I would encourage you, send me a picture. If you do that with your group, send me a picture, Bill Martinez Live. Just messenger me at Bill Martinez Live, and you know, show me that you're participating, that you're all in. I think it'd be a lot of fun, because this is something, you know, I think part of Charles Krautheimer's legacy and what he brought in terms of, you know, the public debate about freedoms and our Constitution. And, you know, I thought he had a great idea, and I'm glad that, you know, his son Daniel shared that with us. Also, I want to remind you, yesterday we had a great conversation with Craig Huey. Craig's an old friend of mine from electionforum.org. in Southern California. He was probably one of the first guys I ever had on our talk show many, many years ago when I decided to get back on the air. You know, I'd been away from the microphone for something like 30 years. Of course, when I was previously behind the microphone, you know, coming out of the military, out of the Marine Corps at Camp Pendleton, California, it was, you know, where I did Good Morning Camp Pendleton, basically. I did radio and TV.
you know, for the Marine Corps during my stint. My two other brothers were in country in Vietnam during the time. And we came from a family of service. Our father was World War II, was a medic involved with Patton at the Battle of the Bulge. And so we have been, you know, defenders of this country actively. And we are grateful for the family and the heritage that we have because of my mother and father. I mean, nine kids. They raised nine kids. I mean, it was incredible. They're neither one of them are with us now, but even with at my mother's funeral, as I was doing the eulogy, you know, just thinking about all and enumerating the number of great-grandkids and grandkids and, you know, children that came from nine kids. Incredible. An incredible legacy and heritage that we've passed on to this next generation. But you know, as I was mentioning to you, I'd been off the air for a long time, and then it was, somebody had come to me and said, look, well, we need some help. Well, first of all, it was a dear friend of mine in Los Angeles. He was diagnosed with inoperable pancreatic cancer. His name is Rich Buehler. And Rich's wife called me up and said, Bill, we're in the emergency room. We're not sure what's going to happen with Rich here, what's going on, but can you do his show? So I went in, did his show, and it was one of those God moments and going, okay, you know, what do we do here? I mean, I'm used to being a juvenile, you know, playing records and messing around. Now all of a sudden I'm on a religious talk show in Southern California, honoring a man who was really, Rich was, for all intents and purposes, was the father of talk radio, Christian talk radio in Los Angeles. I mean, he was the guy who started it all. He and, you know, Don Crawford Sr., out of their ideas and concepts and everything. So here I am asked to go in and fill in for him. So for 8 months while he was going through some, you know, some therapy and, you know, cancer therapy and everything, because he was diagnosed with inoperable pancreatic cancer. So for 8 months, you know, I sat in, did his show, was blessed to do that. And in doing that, there were some people that came to me, some syndicators, and said, hey, look, we think we can syndicate your show. Comically, they said to me, kind of the same thing they said to me when I was in L.A. radio, you know, because they told me then we've never heard of a Hispanic in L.A. radio before. And so in 1972, believe it or not, here I am playing music in L.A. radio, and they'd never heard of a Hispanic last name on a contemporary rock radio station before. And so here it is now, you know, fast forward, you know, some 25, 30 years later. Hey, you know, we've never heard of a Hispanic conservative before. And I said, oh, you don't know my people. You know, you'd be surprised how many of us are conservative. We don't necessarily want to talk about politics. You know, we'll talk about churros and mariachis and having all kinds of good fun and that. But we're not going to get into all the ridiculous fussing of politics like most people in America will, but we're very passionate about our families and conservative values and our faith. And so they said, hey, look, we think you have a unique platform, and we think we can syndicate you. So here we are, what is it now, almost 15 years later, and you know, and doing this talk show now, 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, as you've heard me say, 6 to 9 Pacific. And Craig Huey was one of the first guys to come on the show. And I so appreciated what he was doing with electionforum.org in terms of, you know, holding people accountable. First of all, what they did with electionforum.org, they vetted all the candidates like nobody else I'd ever seen do it before, including judges. And judges are near impossible to vet. But they did as best job that they could do, even with judges. And it was phenomenal what he has done, and what a voice of reason that he's been, not only in California, but now across the country. But I'm only hoping, I keep telling him, I'm hoping there's franchises that could spread out across the country that could do the job that Election Forum does in terms of vetting all the different candidates, especially in the local municipalities. That is so, so important. Anyway, Craig has written an incredible book called The Deep State, 15 Surprising Dangers That You Should Know. You know, when you talk about the deep state, what do you hear from politicians? You don't know what you talk about. It's all a myth, right? And the media mocks the idea. Bureaucrats deny its very existence. But the fact is, the deep state is alive and well. And I think most people in America, especially the forgotten men and women, know that there's something smelly in D.C. And you've got to understand what the deep state is all about. I mean, after all, what did they do? I mean, they all but effected a near coup of a duly elected president. I mean, this is what's all coming out, whether it's the Mueller report, subsequent reports that are coming out, more and more information that's being dripped on our heads daily about the backroom meetings and all the sabotage that had been taking place in the inner workings of our government, especially in all these three-letter industries or agencies like the IRS and FBI, CIA, NSA. I mean, it is absolutely dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, what has been going on. But the deep state is in existence because they can operate as a shadow government, unelected shadow government, with an incredible amount of power because of the way the system is set up. They're allowed to not have a boss. They can do as whatever they want to do, and God forbid that you try to fire them. Look what's happened. Look how long it took us to, you know, get a new director with the VA and all the VA problems repeatedly that were going on. Any one of us, if we did that in our normal jobs, we'd have been out in a nanosecond. But not in government speak. It goes on forever. I mean, and on top of that, like Lois Lerner, even though you do something as legal as she does, then you get paid for it. And you get this golden parachute that we, the people, continue to pay for. But the deep state, what they're all about is, look, they're antithetical to anything that has to do with the Constitution. They believe in big government. I mean, big, humongous. I mean, through the roof, big government. That's it. They believe in advancing their ideology in every part of our society, including religion, our educational system, go on through our health care. They are doing everything they can to infect every system of our government, and they will resist anyone or anything that disagrees with their own agenda. And this book is going to be shocking to you. I have maintained for quite a while that there was so much about the Obama administration. You know, we say that President Obama made the announcement that he was going to fundamentally change our government. My question remains, you know, to what? To what were you going to do? Well, President Obama did do a lot of changes, and it happened underneath. He secured things, whether it was the unmasking of our intelligence, so many levels, so many things that he did, but some fundamental things that he did, whether it was loading up the courts with people that were activist judges that didn't believe in the Constitution, believed it was elastic, that the Founding Fathers didn't really mean what they said. That's what he loaded us up with. And this is what we're dealing with today. Also, the bureaucracy itself, he loaded it up with people that didn't know better, but people who, what they knew better was, what they knew of was the ideology. And they are well entrenched. They are operating in the shadows of our government. I mean, and we're not talking, you know, 10, 12 people. We're talking thousands, thousands upon thousands of acolytes that Barack Obama has put into position that's all part and parcel of the deep state that continues to fortify their ambitions and to make sure that they resist and they are a constant thorn in the side of democracy as we know it and the U.S. Constitution. I highly recommend you get your hands on Craig's book, The Deep State, 15 Surprising Dangers That You Should Know. That's a wrap for us. Happy 4th of July to you. May it be safe and sane, and may you make the most of it. Thank you so much for being with us.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Every day.